This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
It is Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio on a Monday. We will talk to Eugene Rapay from Villanova, covering Villanova for SBNation.com, from SBNation.com, excuse me, covering Villanova in a second. But let me give you a quick update here. As I kind of said, that short tracks, this is where John Hunter Nemechek really makes his noise, makes his living, I guess. He's a really good short track driver. And we did not do the Joe Nemechek show last night here on the network because the race was postponed due to rain and then snow. The trucks were supposed to run on Saturday. They didn't run Saturday. Supposed to run on Sunday. Didn't run on Sunday. So they're running here on Monday morning, Monday afternoon, 12:40 Eastern time. And John Hunter Nemechek is currently leading this race. And he went from fifth to third and then third to first. They've got 15 laps to go at Martinsville. It's called the paperclip because it's shaped like a paperclip. And 15 laps to go very quickly. But John Hunter Nemechek is trying to hold on here. They're under caution currently. I'm assuming they're going to go back to green racing maybe 11 laps or 12 laps to go. And John Hunter is going to have to play defense. Brett Moffitt is in third place, and probably drivers you've never heard of before. The Truck Series is sort of your minor league of NASCAR racing, if you will. But John Hunter has not won yet this season in a Camping World Truck Series truck for Nemco Motorsports, and he's trying to do that here today in first place with 13 laps to go. Currently, as I said, probably looking at a 11 to go green flag drop at Martinsville, and we'll pass along the update and see if John Hunter can hold off the race and win it. And if he can, he'll probably join us at some point in the show, maybe in the next hour or so after he gets done with NASCAR audio. All right, let's go to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Eugene Rapay, covering Villanova for SB Nation, joining us here on the program. Eugene, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. All right, so Villanova's in the Final Four. This is not a big surprise to a lot of people. I have them winning it all, so I expect them to be here. But given the carnage that we saw on the other side of the bracket, how, I don't want to say disappointing, but how kind of unfortunate, if you're a Villanova fan, do you see the opponent in Kansas versus what's on the other side coming to San Antonio?
Honestly, I think as a Villanova fan, you've got to welcome it. Kansas is a blue blood. There are a lot of fans or pundits out there who don't believe that Villanova's in that category yet. So in order to prove your worth, you got to beat the best sometimes. And I think it's going to be another fun Final Four matchup, just like it was in the Elite Eight a couple years back. But you do look at Loyola Chicago and Michigan, and you kind of wish sometimes you get the easy path. But, hey, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun one.
Second trip in 4 years for Villanova and second trip in 4 years for Jay Wright. What does that say about where Villanova is as a program, given that some people were wondering why Nova was staying in the Big East when some of the other major name programs left for the ACC?
Nova is just such a big basketball school, and a lot of the teams that left for the ACC, it was understood because of their ties with their football program and how they actually played at the FBS level while Villanova was at the FCS. But just looking at Villanova right now as a program, it's really making a name for itself, representing that Big East conference, this quote-unquote new Big East that has taken shape since realignment. And right now it's a hot time for the program. They've had a lot of great classes over the last few years, great continuity. And a number of these guys who are leading the show now, they played a big role in the contributing part 2 years ago.
Yeah, you know, Eugene, I'm calling the game on Saturday between Kansas and Villanova the de facto national championship game. I think the team that wins that wins it all. Would you agree?
Yes, yes. And I think people have been saying that this side of the Final Four matchup has been or will be the de facto national championship game, which is okay, and it's good, and it's going to be an exciting one. But, you know, you look at Michigan and Loyola Chicago, you can't disrespect what they've done also. They're looking pretty good and poised for maybe to challenge that.
Yeah. Eugene, what does Jalen Brunson mean to Villanova basketball? And when his time is done, how will he be remembered in a Wildcat uniform?
I think he's going to be remembered as one of the best there ever was to suit up for the blue and the white and to play on the main line. When he first came as a freshman, there was so much hype and praise, seeing how he was a five-star recruit. A lot of his teammates, Jay Wright, refer to him as a senior and a freshman's body. And he's just so smart. He's so cerebral. And he's just an amazing scorer, facilitator. And he really means a lot to this team, as we saw with him getting the East Region MVP.
Yeah. You know, when you look at the matchup with KU and the fact that Kansas looks a lot like Villanova. I mean, their bigs can shoot threes. You know, they don't have a true center, if you will. And they love to run. They love to score a lot of points. I mean, on paper, this looks like a track meet. Would you agree with that?
Yes. This Kansas team is different from the one that Villanova saw 2 years ago, in which, you know, you had Perry Ellis. It was such a more defensive-minded team. But this time around, looks like everyone's going to shoot threes. Devontae Graham's lights out. We saw what Malik Newman did. He was fantastic. And it's going to be a real fun showdown. It's really going to be a shootout. It's really going to come down to what team can get stops or maybe just get hot and just roll over their opponent. But it's definitely going to, there's definitely going to be a lot of fireworks in this Saturday.
Eugene Rapay from SB Nation covering Villanova joining us here on SB Nation Radio. Do you expect Villanova to try to be physical with Kansas and try to not intimidate them and push them around, but KU's not the most dominant, physically dominant team in college basketball. Do you expect Nova to try to use some of that Big East grit and grime to get a victory?
Yes, and I think we've seen that Villanova is capable of playing tough. It's not about just the three-point line and what it does from long range. We saw them beat a very physical West Virginia team. They had to just lower their shoulder and just take it in and score when the three-pointers weren't falling. And then again, with Texas Tech and the Elite Eight, the Red Raiders really shut down Villanova in the second half, but they were able to pull one out using some of that old-school Big East grit.
Hmm. I'm also curious, from a Jay Wright perspective, you know, he is, look, we know the suit, we know the hair, we know the look, we know the personality, we know what a great guy he is. I watch a lot of Big East basketball. I think he's the best coach in the Big East and arguably one of the best coaches in the country, maybe top three or four in the country. How does Villanova keep him? I mean, why, in your mind, has he stayed at Villanova?
He just loves the culture there, and I think that what he's built and just becoming one of the all-time greats to ever coach at Villanova. Right now, he's the winningest coach that the program's ever had. And I think that the university as a whole and the fans, and he just really loves it there, and the fans are good to him. And they'll do what it takes to keep him happy, keep him satisfied. And when you're winning games, you have a lot of success and sold-out crowds, you got to love what you have so far.
What's the next step for Villanova? I mean, you mentioned, is it respect? Is that what the program really wants? They want to be considered among the Dukes in the North Carolinas and the Kansas of the world?
I think if you ask the players on the team, they'll say on the record that it's not about that. But I'm sure for the fans and everyone else from the outside looking in, that it is about that. It is about making a statement. And there is no better way to do it than playing against a Final Four team like Kansas that has a great legacy. Villanova is almost there. Two championships in 4 years would be big. But, of course, they're taking it one game at a time. I think for Villanova, it's just about getting another trophy, bringing more respect to the program as a whole, and also the Big East.
For sure. I am really, really excited to watch this game. It should be a ton of fun. Eugene, thank you for the time today. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the game on Saturday.
Thanks for having me on.
That is Eugene Rapay from SB Nation covering Villanova here on Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio.